what do you see in terms of new technology or new techniques for blogging, podcasting, social media that's going to be really big in the next few years this time?
Well, you know, as far as technology that's going to be big in the next few years, that's really hard to predict. Things change very fast. I mean, a couple of years ago, people that came to our event that were really kind of, you know, educational leaders and strategists, you know, in the industry and teaching companies and writing the books about emerging technology, they weren't really talking so much about Facebook. Now more people are using Facebook for business, and there are more ways to interact on Facebook that aren't just, you know, kind of recreational communication. And then everybody thought, you know, in the last year that, wow, Facebook is really kicking butt and, you know, doing a great job, and they've really evolved. And then boom, Google Plus shows up, you know, and, you know, Twitter in the last few years has been kind of a juggernaut, but now there are all these other, you know, big players that are coming up with great ways to communicate and very efficient and integrated with multiple ways to communicate with text and video and instant messaging, etc. And they're more and more showing up every day. So as far as predicting the future, I definitely can't do that. What I can say is it's really important for, if you're going to be publishing any type of content, whether it's text content and you're a writer, or whether you're a video producer or producing a web TV show or an audio podcast, it's really important to learn about not only improving your content quality and style and refining your craft with your creative expression, but also learning how to promote it, you know, with blogs. So for example, if you've got a video and you promote that video in your YouTube channel and you also embed the video in a blog post, the search engines love text. If you describe the episode in your blog text, it's going to be found more by search. So you can be promoting it in one of the largest search engines on earth, which is YouTube. Also, Google and other search engines will find the terms in the text in your blog post. You can, of course, tweet that blog post out, share it on Facebook as well, and Google Plus, and through mobile promotion as well. I mean, it's really important to become kind of a multimedia publisher and broadcaster. If you want to share your content, get it seen by many, and especially if you're trying to generate advertising eyes to make your property attractive to advertisers, because just like in traditional TV, without the sponsors, the show does not go on. I think it's really important to keep on top of everything. At this event, we've got, I have to grab our grid here because we have so many sessions. I think I mentioned we've got over 300 speakers, but we've got like 20 or 21 concurrent sessions going on. We're covering social media marketing for business, cause marketing. We've got a military blogging track, a tourism track. All the different niches come to learn how to produce content and promote the content for their industry. We've got a digital broadcasting track that's focused on YouTube. We've got a web TV track. The International Academy of Web Television is here, and they're focused on content quality and writing and production. We've got PodCamp here. We've got digital photography workshop. So, you know, I would say if you're going to be a media creator and a publisher and broadcaster, there's a lot to learn. The great thing is there are a lot of very anxious people that are here to help you learn and share what they know. And you know what? This industry is very young. There are a lot of companies and individuals that have kind of started late, and it looks like a big confusing cloud. Where do I start first? I would say don't worry about that. Just start. Start at the bottom. Learn at a beginner level all these little things. And then you'll see which is the easiest for you to pick up and employ that type of media to your content and promoting it, and then add on as you learn more. You don't have to become an expert, and you shouldn't wait. You know, you should start sharing your content and learning now. It's going to take time, just like anything else. Whether it's a sport, if you were learning how to ski, it would take a few years to become great. This might take a few years to become great. But the nice thing is there are a lot of friendly people through social media that will help you.
In fact, there are a lot of fantastic ones I've seen already. It's only the second day of this. So far, what has been, you've told me about your best experience with the 2007 Blog World. What's been the best experience for you so far with the 2011 one?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is kind of a personal one. I hope she's not feeling shy about this. We had a couple of great keynotes yesterday. One was Peter Shankman in the morning, and the one in the afternoon was Amber Naslund, who's the VP of Strategy from Radian 6. And she put up a blog post talking about that whole concept of that we are wayfarers and the circuitous route that our professional and personal lives take and all the things that we can learn along the way. And she put up a blog post asking people to share their stories in the comments, and we donated a few passes to help people get to the show if they were financially challenged. And, you know, she reviewed the stories, the comments, and picked her top few, and I was going to review them with her and help decide, you know, who's coming to the show. And one of them didn't really share a story. Like everybody else, she said, you know, I really wish I could go. I don't have the same story as everybody else, but my husband passed away last year and I couldn't come to Blog World, and I was all set to go. And so I contacted her separately and brought her here as my guest, and she's a photo blogger, and her husband's name was Dave, like mine, passed away, and I met her and gave her a hug, and just, you know, meeting people that care so much about coming and learning, and it's so important, and seeing each other face to face. I mean, I can't really convey how kind of fantastic that is. You know, when you have friends online, you spend so many hours, you know, connecting online through your blogs and through online communities and Twitter and Facebook and all that. And then when you get to meet face to face, it sort of strengthens the fabric of the online community. When you go back home and you get on the computer, you know each other that much better. And just, you know, kind of seeing her face and seeing some of our other friends that we haven't gotten to see and meet face to face yet, and just, you know, kind of giving them a handshake or a hug. That's, I guess, I'm a softie. That's kind of the most fun, important thing to me. And so meeting her and hugging her yesterday was like a huge highlight.